Have Hello. A listen to Elizabeth's story. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
Tell us what happened to you, Elizabeth.
When I was younger, I was physically punished, but it was never a smack. It was always a punch. It was always quite severe. At one point in my childhood, I remember going to school with a welt on my hand, and I couldn't write because I'd put my hand up to protect myself. And it was always for something that I'd done wrong. It was a punishment. It wasn't, just done offhand.
Your dad punched you?
Yeah. Pretty much as long as I can remember. He was an alcoholic, and he went off the rails whenever he was punishing. He couldn't control his anger, and he punished when angry, which led to a pretty severe punishment.
What are your memories, Elizabeth? Think back and share some, because we very rarely hear of this being said out loud. Think back and give me some examples.
The last time he hit me, he nearly killed me. I made a joke about his singing. He was sitting on the sofa and he was singing a song and he was drunk. And I was eating my dinner and I said, who sings this song? And he told me and I went, well, let's just let them sing it. And he jumped up, knocked my dinner off my lap, put his hands around my throat and started choking me.
Elizabeth, can I just ask you, to him, would that have been reasonable chastisement?
I think
on, the man was, she said he had a drinking problem.
I know, but think that was reasonable chastisement to him because he was brought up that way. He was punished
exactly.
That way as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Elizabeth, how old were you when that happened?
I don't remember it happening when I was really, really young, but he admitted to me whenever I was older to smacking me on the bum when I was a baby to get me to stop crying.
But you can't do baby to stop them crying. That's not reasonable chastisement because you're dealing with a baby that cries, and that's what babies do.
Yeah,
I'm not against reasonable chastisement. I just think there has to be some sense around it because there will always be parents who will take it that step further. I don't think there's a need to smack a child, say, over the age of 5 who you can reason with.
I want to hear more of your story, Elizabeth, if you don't mind. Lada and Emma will say thank you so much, and thank you seriously for coming on this morning. Elizabeth, I want to hear more of your story if you're comfortable telling us it.
Yeah.
So, how young is your first memory of being beaten up by your dad?
I remember being in primary school and being dragged home from the school playground by my hair because someone told him I pushed their daughter over. He did that in front of everyone.
And then you're in your house. Obviously, there's no one there to protect you. So he would punch you? What else would he do to you?
It was mainly just punching. He would lose control and start punching.
What would he say when he was doing it?
There wasn't really much talking. He would just it would just happen quick as you like. He would be sitting and he'd be like, right, what have you done? And then he would talk for a minute about what you've done and then he would lose control and just start punching.
In the face or where?
Something small and something.
Where would he hit you?
Well, I remember in school he punched me and he was punching me on the top of my head and I put my hands on my head to protect my head and I got a welt on my hand. I remember telling the teacher I couldn't do my homework because I couldn't write because of the welt on my hand.
Did the teacher take any action?
No, I never did. But these are different times. Like, this is not,
What era are we talking about?
You're talking about 15 years ago.
It's not that long ago, Elizabeth.
I know, I do realise the teacher should have probably done something. All she did was she pulled me aside and asked if I wanted her to do something. And I remember saying no, but everyone's going to say no if they're asked that.
Of course they are. So when you're hit like that, and you're in your home, of course, because you don't run away because it's your home, that's where your bed is.
Yeah.
So presumably you go up to your room, wherever it is you go, and you're sore, you're crying. You don't feel safe, right?
Well, it's not like that. I thought it was normal. I thought every child was getting this in the house.
Okay.
So I never thought, I never saw the need to hide it. Everyone who asked me about it got told because I thought it was normal, so I didn't see any reason to hide it. I thought every child was getting beaten like that.
Presumably you would have had bruises and things.
I never really got bruises. I got welts. And if I did get bruises, he was always punching the top of my head.
Uh-huh.
So it would be like a bump I would get, not a bruise.
So when you then become an adult and you've got the capacity to speak to him as an adult, did you confront him about it?
I did. He denied the majority of it up until the day he died. Because as I say, he was an alcoholic. He would get really drunk and then he would beat me up for something I'd done wrong. And then he would forget he'd done it.
Did you still love him?
Yep, that's my dad.
And did you have a relatively good relationship with him as an adult?
Yeah, because I was able to get my head around the fact that without the drink, I don't think he would have got on like that. He never hit me sober. Never.
When you confronted him, did he apologise?
Yeah.
Did he mean it?
Yeah. I've only seen my dad cry on a couple of occasions, and apologising to me is one of them.
What did he say?
Just that he didn't mean to hurt me. And that it was all down to the drink.
You know, I've spoken to a number of people who are alcoholics. I can think of someone actually who is a friend of mine, and it wouldn't be too dissimilar a story, Elizabeth. Who, when they were a child, they were beaten up pretty brutally.
He did tell me that his father punished him the same way. So it was a knock-on effect for him. Though I don't understand, from my personal experience, I don't understand how people can say violence creates violence. I would never lift my hand to somebody else.
Yeah. Does it have any long-lasting impact on you then? Now that you're an adult?
When
you're treated by your father like that?
I'm kind of funny around guys. I really am funny around guys, especially if they're bigger than me and I feel that they can overpower me, then I'll have an issue. But if I don't feel that way, then I'm usually completely fine. If a guy is a foot taller than me and 5 stone heavier, that I'll have an issue, because I'll feel like if something happened, I would be in a position not able to defend myself, which is ridiculous because the majority of men wouldn't lift their hands. But, as I say, all that experience has made me, I'm not opposed to smacking. It just, there needs to be some form of protection for people whose parents will go, right, I'm allowed to smack, so.
Would you smack your children?
I think when they're young, I don't have any children, but my personal opinion, and it's an opinion I share with most of my friends, is a 2-year-old, smack gently. My thing of smacking is I would smack a 2-year-old, but the smack that I would give to a 2-year-old, if you did it to a 10-year-old, they'd laugh in your face. Do you know what I mean? It's not a particularly hard smack, just enough to make them go, oh, what have I done there? Because you can't explain to a 2-year-old why they shouldn't lift that pot from the stove or why they shouldn't. Do you know what I mean? You can't really reason with them, but they hit an age very quickly where you can explain why their actions were wrong, mm-hmm. and then the need for smacking is no longer there.
Thank you so much for talking to us. Really interesting stuff, Elizabeth. Really interesting.
No problem.
Thanks a lot for trusting us. Thank you. Morning
Bye.
To you. Right, well, that took us aback, didn't it? And I can see other calls coming in here. People sharing memories of how they were treated by their parents. My goodness. 0845 955 678. Jackie. Morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Jackie.
Smacking is totally fine. An open hand and across the bum or on the back of the hand, it is totally fine. It will learn the children to respect. That is what's wrong nowadays. The children don't respect nobody. They don't fear the like of the police and that. They have no authority. You know, it's ridiculous at the minute. And it's getting worse.
So where do we draw the line, Jackie?
Well, a smack on the bum will do them no harm, or a smack on the back of the hand will do them no harm.
Anne in Rathcoole. Morning, Annie.
Good morning, Stephen.
Do you agree?
Stephen, I am the oldest of 10 of a family. And my father took a drink like a lot of men. He was never an alcoholic. My mother taught us respect and manners. Now, there's still 9 of us alive and well today. And as a family, we're taught respect and manners. I had 4 children of my own, 4 girls of my own. And I never smacked them in the respect that when they did something wrong, yeah, they got a smack on the backside, they got told what to do. They got sent to bed, which was worse than getting a smack. And I think this generation now is this carry on of I'm going to count to 1, 2, 3, and if you don't do that, it's more frustrating for the parents than it is for the children.
Annie, thank you very much indeed.